USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump and First Lady Melania to visit the families of the 11 people shot and killed as they prayed inside their synagogue Saturday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The announcement from White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A Republican senator speaking out about our relationship with China, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Trade tensions between the United States and China have taken another negative turn, with the United States demanding that China come up with a specific plan and stop allegedly stealing our technology. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin joined Fox Business and said we need to wise up regarding China.
Let's face it, China has been stealing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our industrial secrets as well as our military secrets, and that is really, I think, the biggest threat to we face in terms of our relationship with China. If we have a unified rest of the world when it comes to trade and our dealings with China, we'll discipline them to begin adhering to the norms of the rest of the world trading system.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street after some wild swings, the Dow losing 245 points to close at 24,442, the NASDAQ down 1.6%, the S&P 500 down 17 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To politics now, House Speaker Paul Ryan defending Republicans against those in the mainstream media and others who blame the party for the unspeakable violence and murders at the synagogue in Pittsburgh and for the man sending mail bombs to Democrats. USA Radio's Wendy King picks up the story.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Catholic bishops calling for a larger role for women in church decision-making. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The bishops meeting at the Vatican were looking for ways to reach out to young people, and they agreed that the church is falling behind when it comes to giving women more important roles. The document that came out of the meeting also included a statement saying that people cannot just be defined by their sexual orientation. It also called for tougher measures to fight sexual abuse by the clergy and called out a culture of elitism in the church that can help lead to cover-ups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.